Hey everybody, Ron Rademacher here. I'm just back from another road trip on the back roads of Michigan. This was a toughie because we couldn't agree on where to go on this road trip. So we decided to play rock, paper, scissors. Of course, Bob the Turtle won. Again. He chose Voyager Island in the St. Mary's River at Sault Ste. Marie. That island has been on Bob's list for a while because he had heard that the black flies abound there, and those are his favorite treat. I was on board because it would be a chance to work with my new kayak and check out the lignum vitae bearings at the Cloverland Hydroelectric Plant. While on this trip, we heard again about an environmental catastrophe in the making, involving the locks and water levels on the Great Lakes and a possible conspiracy behind it. Lignum vitae. No, I'm not clearing my throat. Lignum vitae is a type of wood. It has been essential to Sault Ste. Marie since the early 1900s. Without this unusual wood, the Cloverland hydroelectric plant with 74 high-speed turbines handling a water flow of 28,000 feet per second might not have been built. Lignum vitae is extremely dense. So dense, in fact, that it will not float. A cube that is 12 inches square weighs between 25 and 30 pounds. Besides density, lignum vitae has other characteristics that make it ideal for use as bearings for those high-speed turbines. That's right, wooden bearings. The natural oils in the wood have lubricating properties that create a film between the wood and the metal shaft about 2 to 3 thousandths of an inch thick. Turns out that is just about perfect for spinning turbine shafts. Another effect of this film of oil is that you can stop the turbine and leave it at rest for extended periods without danger of corrosion. Such a rest stop isn't possible with metal bearings. In the old days, logs of lignum vitae were kept at the electric plant submerged in water. When a bearing wore out and it had to be replaced, a log was brought up and a coin cut from the end. The log was then submerged again. The coin would be taken into the shop for machining. You can get hands-on with lignum vitae on Engineer's Day, once a year, when the electric plant is open for visitors, and the Sioux Locks are open to visitors as well. Now, about Voyager Island. The island sits in the St. Mary's River, not far from the locks that move those giant ships from one lake to another. Voyager Island is accessible only by water. A kayak or a canoe will do the trick. In addition to those black flies that Bob the Turtle is always after, the island has a network of trails and boardwalks, including a spot that is perfect for viewing the giant cargo ships headed to and from the locks. Getting to the island turned out to be tougher than expected. There are always kayaks available, and the weather was good, but the river was so high, we had trouble finding a place to put the kayak in safely. As it turned out, we had just as much trouble getting out of the kayak when we reached the island. Everything seemed to be at flood stage. Still, we had a lot of fun, even though parts of the trails were flooded. After our wet trip out to Voyager Island, we decided to hang out for burgers and beer. We got talking with locals about the high water levels. Some of those guys went near postal when the subject came up. Stories were told about the government dragging its feet for years instead of building a backup lock. Seems that the POE lock, that's spelled P-O-E, lock, is the only one that can handle the biggest ships. If it ever had to be shut down during shipping season, it would be a disaster. On top of that, the shipping channel hasn't been dredged on schedule for years. So the water level downstream was becoming too shallow for the giant lakers. The conspiracy theorists claim that water levels are being manipulated to create the necessary depth to compensate for the lack of dredging and for the lack of building the new lock. I looked into it. Turns out rainfall has been about normal, yet these high water levels are the norm now and the water continues to rise. Even though people are losing waterfront property to rising lakes and rivers, no one seems to want to talk about it. There's a lot more to find out here. Meanwhile, the suspected manipulation is the subject of the book Sault, that's spelled S-A-U-L-T, by Michael Carrier. It's now available on Amazon. Bob the Turtle will dig into the details of this calamity for the next episode. This is Ron Rademacher at MichiganBackroads.com.